our prayers of intercession. Relying on the promises of God, we pray boldly for the church, the world, and all in need. Your gift of grace is for all people, holy God. Give confident faith to all the baptized, that they may follow you wholeheartedly. Give new believers joy in your promises. Give hope and courage to those who suffer for their faith. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. All the ends of the earth worship you. From galaxies to microorganisms, preserve your creation. Teach humanity to wonder at your works and to join you in tending to and honoring creation's well-being. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You rule over the nations. Raise up advocates for peace and justice within and between nations. Give life where hope seems dead. Call into existence new realities that we cannot even imagine. Defend victims of injustice, exploitation, and oppression. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. In Jesus, you joined humanity in suffering and death. Reveal to all the depth of your love shown on the cross. Accompany all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Restore all who are sick or grieving. We especially remember today Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Denelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Marianne, Cheryl, Bonnie, Mary, Ruth, Tilly, John, Danielle and Kyle, and their brand new arrivals, Mila and Theo, the family of Laverne Wagler, Nancy, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. You made Abraham and Sarah the ancestors of a multitude of nations. Bless grandparents, parents, and foster parents, and the children who look to them for care and guidance. Console those who deal with infertility, parents who have entrusted their children to adoption, and children longing to be adopted. Equip ministries and services to all families. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. We await the day of Christ's coming in glory. Lead us by the example of all the saints whom you have called to take up their crosses and follow you, that together we may find our lives in you. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. We entrust ourselves and all of our prayers to you, O faithful God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you now to share a sign of peace with those around you. And if you are alone, please give someone a call today or send someone an email. We continue on with our thanksgiving for the word. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need. Awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end, bring all the world to your feast, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We conclude our service today with the blessing, which was written by the Reverend Martin Molina. May the God of silent creation, may the Son of healing touch, may the Spirit of desert leading bless this, our Lenten journey. Amen. Go in peace to share the good news. Thanks be to God. Our sending song this morning is If You But Trust in God to Guide You, and that is from the ELW hymn number 769. May peace be with you this week. Amen.